everyone. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. We're happy to be back. Sorry.
And this is Rod.
Rod, and if consciousness is totally gone and the being who's most appropriate for today's callers and listeners, that's you and the people who will listen to the archives, that's who indicates to come through. And we get no advance notice. Questions in the order of call-in. And we're looking forward to your questions and to see who's going to bless us with their presence today. So here we go.
Hello, dear one. This is Sitting Bull.
Ooh, wonderful. Welcome, Sitting Bull.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much. It's been a while since you've been with us, so this is wonderful. Do you have an initial message for our callers and listeners today?
I have a task for you all, should you be willing to accept it. And that is, I want you to write, I don't care if you do it on the computer, do it with a pencil and paper or a pen and paper, or on the floor, but I want you to write the story of the earth from this moment forward. Okay? Thank you.
That is a very interesting assignment. So the implication, of course, is that things are going to start changing rapidly. And so it would be good to have a written record for each person and their experience. Is that true?
That is true. And also, as you write your version of how the earth goes from here, you will affect it in that direction.
Oh, so that means an emphasis on positive things that people notice in their, whatever their circle of experience is?
Absolutely. The more positive, the better. Go for it.
Okay, wonderful. All right, we have a call of Thomas. First up, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Thomas. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hello, dear one.
Hello. I am grateful for this moment, and it's very interesting. I was looking at pictures of Native Americans this morning, and here you are. there's no coincidence, and
of course,
I get chills. When I look at those pictures, I see the profound truth that Native Americans have for us, and I would like you to maybe go into a more of an explanation of a few things that, from a Native American point of view, would be of assistance to us at this time. Thank you.
If you start with Mother Earth being your mother, that's a really good place to start. From there, everything that is on Earth is supporting you. And have gratitude for that support. One of the best ways you can show gratitude is by being all you can be. Understand?
Yes. Thank you.
Wonderful, Thomas. Do you have another question?
I may later, right at the moment. I just would like to listen, if I may, please.
Certainly. Until later, dear one.
Thank you.
Blessings, Thomas. Thank you. Okay, Cindy, welcome.
Hi. Thank you for being here, Sitting Bull. What's interesting is I also have a lot of Native American surrounding me at the moment. I work for a company that does Earth Wisdom tours, too, and one of our guides is full Native American from various tribes, and so that's surrounding me. Then I happen to be reading some novels that are based in contemporary times, but it's with Native American background and shaman and elders. So right now I have a lot of Native American surrounding me that way. So question on to start, how close, what's the percentage left on having the bank totally cleaned up?
.819%
That's all we have left?
Yes.
And is there an approximate ETA when that will be done?
Dear one?
Yes.
My suggestion you is that you see it done now.
Okay, cool. I read that Saint Germain is ahead of the new Atlantis project. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. And then I also read that Cobra and the beings and people that are working on this, that they're making headway on the Plaza Head. And I don't know how to pronounce it. Yaldabaoth entity?
Yaldabaoth.
You know what I'm talking about? Oh, okay. How, what percentage? Yes. What percentage left is till that's dismantled or out of power or whatever the appropriate term is?
A time frame would be more appropriate than a percentage in this case.
Okay. So a time frame, please?
October 28th this year.
Yes! Yay! Okay. And then I read where President Trump and the First Lady went over to meet the Polish president and his wife, and she, the Polish president, would not shake Trump's hand. So is the Polish president and his wife on the side of the light, or are they on the side of the dark?
If the president will look down at the feet on that body, they will notice a large hole in one of them. In other words, they shot themselves in the foot. They screwed up.
Oh, so was this intentional that they did this?
No.
Oh. They were misled. I didn't hear that.
They were misled and deceived, dear one.
Oh, okay. And then I read where the United States Education Secretary, Betsy DeVos, she's hampering people that are doing fighting the student loans where they went to this technical school and the school closed on them and without notice, and these people got screwed over. And she's trying to deny them getting the money back. Is she cabal?
No, dear.
So why is she doing this?
There are many who are being misinformed, shall we say.
Oh, and she's one of them?
Yes.
Okay. Will this be corrected soon to help the people out to get their money back?
There will be many possibilities for that occurring in the coming months.
Okay. Okay. And then how many years do you feel that we on Earth will need to have money to buy things like food and pay the utility bills? Will we only have a couple years? Is it 5 years?
Definitely less than 7 years, dearly.
Less than seven. Okay.
Yes.
I do have a couple personal questions. I have a wonderful roommate, and her name is Lauren, and she's listening to the call also. And I told her I was going to ask this question. She was saying, go for it. Have we had a lifetime together? And if so, when was our lifetime? And were we just friends? Were we related?
You sure you want me to answer that question, dear one?
Only if it's positive and it'd be beneficial to both of us.
I invite you to take it that way. Will you?
I didn't catch.
I invite you to take it that way. Will
okay.
you?
Yes, I will. And I'm assuming she will. Okay. My fiance, Francois.
Let me answer the question.
Oh, I thought you just said take your answer as it was. I mean, okay. Sorry.
The lifetime the two of you shared was about 6.5 years ago in France. You
Lauren
were both.
And I?
Yes. You were both.
How long ago? You're breaking up really bad, Mary.
Sydney?
Yes.
Is saying 6.5 centuries ago. So that's going to be 1300 roughly, okay?
Okay.
And it was in France.
Oh,
now, let him.
Okay.
And let him finish, okay?
Okay.
The two of you, dear one, were swordsmen. And you were both excellent swordsmen. And you competed with one another fiercely in that arena of swordsmanship. You were very close because of the competition.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. The man I'm going to marry, he's a Frenchman, and I'm going to be moving to France in the near future. He was open to giving me the time of his birth. Both of his parents are dead. He thinks it's in the afternoon, but he doesn't have anybody to ask. Could you give me the time of his birth, please?
PM.
Okay. Thank you. Well, that's
You're all welcome.
Oh, wait, I do have a question. On my birth time, it's not on my birth certificate. My mother said one time, and my father said, no, it was a different time. Could you tell me what time I was born?
Your father has it correctly.
And that was like at 1:52 a.m.?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, they had a big argument over that. It was funny to listen to. So, well, thank you very much, Sitting Bull. I think that's all I have at the moment, Mary. I hope I didn't ask too many questions.
You're welcome. Yes, yes.
You're fine, Cindy. You're great. Thanks very much.
Okay.
Okay, blessings.
Blessings to both of you.
Okay. May I ask a few questions now until we get another caller?
Certainly.
Okay, there's a report that a Chinese cargo ship with a nuclear warhead was headed to Seattle, refused inspection, and the ultimate goal was Salt Lake City, but of course Salt Lake City is not on a water body, so maybe it was an airplane cargo ship. And the Russians took it down because it would not agree to inspection. Is there any truth in this story?
Yes, dear one, there is.
There is truth. Okay, I will continue that question later. Lauren, welcome.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello, okay. Dear one.
Hi. I'm going to have some Native American questions myself, but the first thing to lead into that is I'm thinking about buying some currency tomorrow, and I want to know whether I should buy one or two of what I was thinking about buying.
Four.
Four?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I gathered that I've had a lot of Native American lives, and one of the places is with the Hopis. And that's true, right?
That is so.
Okay. When I go up there, I knew a medicine man there, and he took me to his village, and he said, this is your home. But that whole area is like magic to me. And I'll feel the energy maybe 30 miles before I get there. And it seems to me maybe they're the people that are still doing the rituals are generating some kind of positive energy. But do you see anything that I should do with them? Should I maybe help them or maybe try to study with them? Or, it's just a possibility of, I'm very attracted to it.
Understand. It would serve you to study with them, dear one.
Study?
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm interested in healing, and I went to a rain dance, and it worked, and, really, really special. Gosh, I don't know what to ask. This guy, Alex Jones, has a talk show, or he broadcasts a lot about what's going on in the world. And for a long time, I was listening to him a lot, and I was having a lot of fun dreams with him. But he vanished. I mean, that hasn't happened for a while, but he got me very fearful. I started listening to, I heard James Gillian talk about the positive side about what's going on. But, I mean, what is Alex doing? Is he just giving part of the story, or is he illegitimate? Is he a legitimate source of information? I mean, I know he doesn't give the whole picture. He's not as spiritual as a lot of the new people I'm learning about. But is he helping, or is he harming things? Maybe.
His intentions are good, dear one, but not all of his information is good.
Okay. What about this David Janda, who is a doctor? He's now on the Caravan of Midnight. And I just went crazy over him because he talks about people don't care, and you know, everything's about the money. Is he going to help a lot?
Is he going to help a lot?
Yeah, like especially with the medical problems that are going on, like, I know they're having problems with the insurance. He's talking about how to reform things to make things cheaper, getting into preventative medicine. He got in trouble for that because it doesn't pay a lot to the insurance companies. But I just thought he was pretty interesting.
Well, he's a crier. He's trying to get people to wake up. And that's not a bad thing.
No. This guy has a heart.
Correct.
Okay. So, I gather that I have origins from Sirius, which I had a walk-in teacher when I was 21 or 22. And one day out of the blue, he just said, "Are you serious?" And then later on, I found out at another channeling, there were some Syrians, and they were pretty nice to me. But they have that has a lot to do with Native Americans too, right?
Yes, dear one.
Yeah. Okay. It's like I see the cartoons. The petroglyphs and things look like little space cartoons. Okay, well, I'm going to have fun. I'll try to get four now. I'll figure out a way. Okay, thank you so much.
Most welcome, dear one.
No. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Lauren. Well, this is a perfect time to take a quick break. We are honored with the presence of Sitting Bull today. And for questions, a Q&A line, toll-free is 888-627-6008 and 323-744-4831. That's the backup line. So again, we're back with Sitting Bull. Which is absolutely special and wonderful because the host is 1/8 Cherokee, and he has a very close tie emotionally into the Native American world. Let me continue about the cargo ship and the nuclear warhead, which you said, yes, was ultimately headed potentially for Salt Lake City. However, the article said it really didn't have anything to do with Chinese, per se, that it was done by the elites. Is that correct?
Most definitely correct. The Chinese were not behind this. They would not do this.
Agreed. Okay. The article also said
that another ship was headed for the New York City area and another for the Washington, D.C. or Virginia area. Is that true?
The Cabal is doing their best to start World War III because that's the only shot they have of maintaining power and control of the planet.
That's true. That and little skirmishes, but they can't pull off enough little skirmishes to get control of the planet back. Right. Okay. So is this an airplane or a cargo ship, like on the ocean?
One of each, dear one.
Oh. One of each, depending on the area that it was headed for.
Yes.
Okay. And the Russians stopped them, all of them?
Correct. The big bad wolf stopped them.
Well, we love wolves, especially big bad wolves. Good for the Russians. Okay. Okay, the Trump's trip to Poland, other than the president shooting himself in the foot with bad information, what was the outcome of the trip in general?
Kind of neutral. Wasn't a wonderful positive experience, but it wasn't negative other than the snub to the president.
Okay, so that meant that the president of Poland did not step up and take advantage of the opportunity to connect with between Trump and Putin. They're the two most powerful people in the world now, right?
On the planet Earth, yes.
Yeah, on the planet, right, on this Earth.
Yeah.
Yes, okay, I get that. Okay. Okay, there's a man in the Catholic Church named George Pell, who has recently, he's a third-ranking cardinal. He's recently been accused of sex offenses, drugging, and whatever, maybe mostly sex offenses for him. Is he being fingered as a fall guy to protect the financial crimes that go so deep into the Vatican, or is he actually a pedophile and has been doing bad stuff?
All of the above, dear one.
Oh, so he is a pedophile, and he's been made into the fall guy as far as the financial crimes.
Yeah.
Okay, I get that. All right. There's another Cardinal Francisco Cocopolamero, or something like that, who was exposed as running drugs under the cover of the Catholic Church, and this is coming out. Is this the truth?
This is so.
So he, too, is in big trouble, hopefully.
Yes. Yeah.
Hopefully. Okay. So the current Pope really has his hands full on trying to clean up the church and trying to do it in a way that doesn't destroy whatever's good there.
That's an understatement, my dear. This challenge is huge. Trump thinks he has challenges. Nothing compared to this.
Yeah, and Trump's challenges are horrible.
They
I mean,
are.
Who would want that job, no matter what your intentions were?
No sane person.
No sane. Okay. But there's nobody better than Trump right now on the scene to do it, as
right.
far as that job. Okay. So I get that. Okay. Is there truth? You know, Americans are so lacking in history, partly because of the educational system that's been watered down by the Cabal, and maybe other reasons as well. But it's my view, the more I've dug into this, is that the actual Roman Empire idea has never died, that the Crusades were basically Christian, and they, out of their nasty stuff, they created a reaction which allowed Muhammad to come about and create Islam, which would be a reaction against stuff done in the name of Christianity, but that was not really Christian, of course, and not in a loving sense. And that this, the whole mess that's going on with Muslims and the good Muslims and those who are trained to be terrorists and all of that comes out of that historical perspective. Is that, it's an oversimplification, but is it basically correct?
If in your neighborhood an outside force is coming and murdering women and children, how would you react to them?
Oh, of course, we would go after them.
And thus
Muhammad, and thus that whole movement.
Yes.
Yes. Now, what is going to turn this around so that we can have a peaceful planet with people who are more committed to love than to destruction?
The event will do that, dear one, for certain.
Okay. Okay. So this is what Cobra has been describing for so long. It's right on. Yes.
Correct. Yes.
Yes. I always felt very closely resonating with Cobra's material from the first time I read it. Can you tell us how close we are to the event now?
This is something that is kept track of every minute of the day. It is when the conditions are right, when humanity's consciousness has raised sufficiently, it will happen. That is the key.
That's the key. Okay. That was my sense, is that it's progressing forward, so it can happen, but the consciousness is the key to when it does.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. So this comes to one of the host questions. How much can humanity alter what is happening on the planet today?
A great deal, especially if groups of people, preferably large groups, hold the same positive vision for the planet and for humanity, it can be greatly impacted in the positive direction.
All right. Not the timing that matters, it's the consciousness that makes the difference, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Carol, welcome.
Oh, thank you. Hello.
Hello, dear.
Yes, it's been a while. So I don't even know who's being channeled tonight. I got on late.
My name is Sitting Bull.
Oh, Sitting Bull. Oh, well, hello.
Hello, dear.
I haven't been on for about a couple of months because I've been in the hospital. I've had a heart attack. And I know in the past it was recommended that I do medicinal marijuana, and I am doing the minerals from the sea, so... Is it still, are you still saying the medicinal marijuana would help me if I used it externally?
I am saying that, yes.
Okay. So it's best if I purchase that from Mary, right?
That's a good source, dear one.
Okay, thank you.
And I have a question. for you.
Okay. Okay.
Did you think the hospital needed you?
Well, that's a very good question. And I don't know if I can answer it.
Well, please do.
Well, I guess it's a big possibility, isn't it?
It's the truth, actually.
So I thought that the hospital needed me.
Yes.
And why would I think that?
Because the caregivers need care themselves. And you, with your energy, do that.
Oh, I was given energy to the caregivers?
Correct.
Oh, wow. Well, that's interesting for sure. Okay, so this wasn't really a bad thing. I was really allowing love in a way.
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
Very good. Well, thank you.
You're
and,
welcome.
My husband had an incident when I was in surgery where he got so so anxious and so involved that he thinks that he burned out part of his brain. He had this real weird experience. Could you address that?
He had a very interesting experience and a very powerful experience.
Yes, it sounded like that.
But no, his brain is damaged.
His brain isn't damaged?
No.
Oh, great. So this is a powerful experience. It did sound like it was. So he said he got control of it, but if he'd just let it happen, what would have been the end results?
An increase in his consciousness.
Okay. All right, thank you. Okay, I will try to contact Mary tomorrow and find out how to order the minerals and the medicinal marijuana. Is that all right, Mary?
Yes, Carol, I'll be happy to supply that. And also you might need the krill, the plankton, depending on your bottle.
You mean depending on the minerals I already have?
Well, the green bottle. The minerals are in a blue bottle.
Uh-huh.
And the other bottle is a green, dark green bottle, kind of.
Oh, okay.
And Dave is supposed to be giving that to you regularly, as often as he's there, quietly,
uh-huh,
without anybody.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the price of these bottles is like around $70 for that and the medicinal marijuana?
That we need to add, if you want the other two things as replacements and then add the medicinal stuff, I have to find out how much for that and let you know. But we have an
extra. I'll give you a call tomorrow. Is that all right?
Yes, that's great, Carol.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, you are welcome.
Blessings.
Blessings to you.
Yes, good night.
Good night. Okay, can you comment on Amazon, Jeff Bezos, buying Whole Foods and what that's all about?
He correctly sees that nutrition is a key in the survival and control of humanity.
So this is the bottom line, a cabal move, more or less. either conscious or not conscious on his part?
Correct. Not so much conscious, but still, yes.
Okay. Heavily influenced because of the circles he's running in now. So he's gotten taken over just like Bill Gates was taken over, and others, as they move into vast sources of money, they become targets for control, right?
Power and notoriety are aphrodisiacs that are difficult to resist.
Yes, that is certainly true. Okay, Corinne? Hello?
My first name is Karen, but I've recently been guided to use the name Karen. And I don't
Karen.
Know if that's right.
Hello, dear one.
Hello. My heart is with you.
I feel it, dear one.
I've been writing notes to myself as I'm listening to you, Sitting Bull, and I hear the words manifesting positive flow and alignment with Source. You are connecting the pieces. And the Indian words that I don't know where they come from, but other than Source, were saying, Atea cha napawa.
Good. This is good.
Yeah, this weekend I had an amazing weekend up at Yosemite Ranch and captured so many beautiful energies on film. One was an image of a dragon, a Chinese dragon. And at least that's what it appeared to me and others. Do you have any information on that?
This is a time of a return of the dragons. That's what that's about.
I feel that energy here as support for all of us in unity.
It is tremendously of support.
Do you also see with me a Sasquatch connection?
Will the sun come up tomorrow, dear one?
Yes. And I feel also from prior manifestations my Indian heritage.
It serves you well.
Thank you. Blessings to you and all the listeners, and hoping this dragon energy will continue to flow in a positive sense for all of us.
So be it.
So be it. It is done. Thank you and blessings.
Most welcome, dear one. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Karen, so much.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Cindy, you're back.
Okay, if I ask another personal question, or is there other things you want to talk about? Okay. I have a lot of projects that I want to be doing in the near future. And it's on the same subject as my roommate Lauren was talking about. I was wondering if I should get any more. And if so, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Four, dear one.
Four? Okay. And how much time do I have to get that? Because there might be a possibility of a deadline. I don't know. But how much should I buy it, like, tomorrow or wait till the 14th?
Three weeks, dear one. Window.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
Most welcome, dear one.
Bless you. Have more? You, Sitting Bull. Pardon?
Do you have other questions?
No, not that I can think of.
Okay, then. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
Thank you, Cindy. Okay. Okay. The host, I have another question. But about 10 minutes before the show was to start tonight, he was lying down taking a nap. And he felt somebody place their hand on his back. In other words, maybe it's time to get up. Or there's a message or something. Can you identify who that might have been?
That was Dolores.
Dolores?
Yes.
That's amazing. He will be floored with that, I think.
He will.
Was her purpose to try to assist or some other purpose?
She was simply helping him to awaken.
Okay, that's fascinating. Fascinating time, is it not? Okay.
That it is.
Okay, Thomas, welcome.
Welcome. I didn't get the. Could you quickly just tell me what was fascinating? Because I just called back in on the call in line. I heard fascinating. What do you mind? And then I have a couple of questions.
It was personal. Go ahead and ask your questions, Thomas.
Oh, okay. It was personal. Okay. All right. Thank you. Well, this is kind of personal too. Two things. So, one, I was anxious to ask Sitting Bull that many, many years ago, I had a relationship with a young woman by the name of Luella. I won't give her last name. And I was wondering if she was still alive and she still, if there's any harbor of resentment towards me, with regard to our relationship. And if she is, if I should contact her and look for healing.
She is on planet, dear one.
Oh my.
And healing is always good.
Well, that will happen then. Thank you.
Most welcome, dear.
I had a question.
Every success in this
I'm
venture.
Sorry?
Every
Thank you.
Success in this
Thank
venture
you.
To you.
Thank you.
What?
I don't foresee that happening immediately, but I will do some research to find her. I think she probably would be in South Dakota.
I think you will find that to be true.
All right, thank you. I was curious, a broader question. There are times when I get so much conflicting information about our present president, and I become distressed when, and maybe it's, he's not saying what he's saying, but when there are personal attacks on others, I wonder how much that is helping us in moving forward, where I see a more positive approach to dealing with others. Would you comment on that?
Dear one, he has taken on a lot to do. He is very positive, but he is also human.
Uh, All right. And that's, well, okay, that, I'm okay with that. I understand that. Thank you for making that clear, because I think so many do not understand that.
I understand that as well.
Yeah. Which would then, your first point to us was to write a story of the Earth from this moment forward, and maybe that might be one of the things that we would include about being more positive and more loving.
Great idea.
Thank you. I'm going to, a personal question, I'm going to Mount Shasta on Monday and looking for a place. Do you have any suggestions for me in terms of just what I might be best to look at to live?
I think that when you get there, you need to spend time connecting with the earth. Even going so far as to set on the ground and to dig your toes in the soil.
Wow. Wow. In other words, that energy, Earth's energy, will allow what I need to know come forward.
Absolutely.
But really, that's just connecting with my higher self, isn't it? Just allowing myself to be more open.
That's part of it. But connecting to Mother Earth does many things for you.
I'm sorry, the last part?
Connecting to Mother Earth does many things for you.
Ah, okay. I understand. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome, my dear friend. Do you have other questions?
I'm just right at the moment feeling very, it's the word, open to allow the energies that are around me to come in and guide. And I think that so many of us are opening up to that, which we haven't before. And besides connecting with Mother Earth, are there other things that we might wish to consider in being more open and available?
It would serve you to ask for and connect with your high guide and work with them.
All right. I was listening to Chiron earlier, and it talks about the innate self, which is not connected to the linear. And that, what I was understanding is that what he was talking about is our intuition. That connecting with our guides is part of using our intuition.
You could call it that, but call it helpful.
seems I already know the answers. Thank you.
Yes, you do. Thank you, Thomas, very much.
You're welcome.
Blessings.
Blessings.
Sitting Bull, do you have a final bit of advice or offering for our callers and listeners as we're just about to finish now?
Make sure you know where you're aiming when you pull the arrow back.
Okay. Let's pick the right target. Yes. Okay. Thank you so very much. We're very honored for your presence this evening and all your beautiful responses to our questions, all of our questions. Thank you so much, Sitting Bull. Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste.